الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to another segment with the pillars of Islam. Inshallah, today we'll be speaking about the second pillar of Islam, which is as-salah, or the prayer. And as a matter of fact, among the practical pillars, I mean the fasting, the zakah, the hajj, that is the most important pillar. It has been mentioned repeatedly in the Quran, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers to offer the prayer. And normally they were joined together, as-salah and as-zakah, praying and giving alms. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. In one ayah, Allah the Almighty said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. In another ayah said, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبِرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help in two things, in patience and in the prayer. As-salah is the second pillar of Islam, and it is the most important practical fariḍa for the following reasons. When we look into the pillars of Islam, we find that as-zakah, for instance, a person may be exempt from giving in a charity, the mandatory zakah, if he is poor. If he is eligible, he actually receives, he doesn't have to pay. As far as for fasting, if the person is sick or is traveling, he's exempt from fasting. And if he's poor, or if he's sick, he cannot travel to perform hajj as well, then he's also exempt from hajj. The only pillar which remains, and no one will be exempt from offering this pillar and this fariḍa at all, is the prayer, or as-salah. Obviously, except women during their menses, they're exempt from offering the prayer. As a matter of fact, they cannot pray during their monthly menses. As-salah has been ordained to be offered on certain times. That is the meaning of the ayah which I quoted earlier. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Has been prescribed upon the believers to be offered through certain times. You cannot change. And by the way, I forgot to tell you that Muslims should do pray 5 times a day. And 5 times originally were 50 times. The only ibadah or act of worship which has been ordained by Allah directly to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without intermediary, without even the communication with angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, was as-salah. That happened when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on a night journey, which is known as the journey of Al-Isra, then Al-Mi'raj, when he ascended to heaven. And Allah the Almighty ordained 50 prayers to be offered every day and night. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is returning to earth, he met with Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, in the sixth heaven, and he asked him to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for takhfif, to reduce the number of the prayers every day. And Allah did reduce the 50 to be 40, then 30, then 20, then 10. And all of that, Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, was trying to convince Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam that people will find it very hard to pray 50 times a day or 40 times. And finally, Allah the Almighty reduced the prayers to be only 5 times a day. And he said there will be 5, but the reward will be maintained as for 50. Allah is the most generous. The prayer, we should look at it not only as an act of worship that we have to do, but also look at the bigger picture, which is, this is how we communicate with Allah. This is how we stay in touch with Allah the Almighty. This is how we stay away from evil activities and we will be able to ward off sins and disobedience. Allah the Almighty says in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Verily offering the prayer would help the person to abstain from evil acts, from illicit relationship, from sins. Because as-salah increases the iman. The word salah in Arabic also is taken from the term sila, which is connection. When you pray, you are constantly connected to Allah the Almighty. And because of our human nature of inclining into sins, there comes the role of the prayer, which erases those sins on a regular basis. For instance, in the sound hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the 5 daily prayers do erase the sins which were done in between. If the person offered Fajr prayer, the morning prayer, which is before sunrise, then he offered the noon prayer, Dhuhr prayer. If he happened to do minor sins in between, offering these prayers would eliminate and erase his sins automatically. The good deeds actually are prescribed to benefit us, to bring us closer to Allah the Almighty, and meanwhile to erase our sins. So there is countless benefits in the prayer. It charges a person's heart with iman. It makes him a stronger believer, puts his trust in Allah the Almighty greater and bigger. And meanwhile, he will be protected by Allah whenever he offers such prayers. The prayers, as I mentioned, 5 daily prayers, they have different number of units. For instance, you find the Maghrib 3 rak'ahs, while this is at sunset or past sunset, while you find morning prayer, which is Fajr, only 2 rak'ahs, while the noon and the afternoon prayers, Al-Dhuhr and Al-Asr, and the late prayer, which is Isha, 4 rak'ahs. It is to inform us that we should worship Allah the Almighty according to His plan, according to His will, not according to our whim and desire. Each prayer requires a person to be in a full condition of tahara, the purity of the body, the purity of one's clothes, the purity of the spot which is offering the prayer on. And there is a very interesting hadith that I wanted to share with you in this regard. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, what do you guys think of somebody who is living on a bank by a river? He has his hut or his house right on the river. So he takes a bath in this river 5 times a day. Would his body have maintained any impurities or dirtiness? He said, certainly not. He said, similarly, the 5 daily prayers would leave no sins on the person. The person who prays on a regular basis will have his sins being remitted regularly. This is very important. And also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the Day of Judgment, the very first question in the reckoning will be about as-salah. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ عَلَيْهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first question will be pertaining to offering the prayer. Did he used to pray? Yes. Did he pray right? Yes. In this case, things will be easy for him. The angels will take it easy on this person because of the virtues of offering the prayer. فَإِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَالَحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلٍ. Everything will be alright. فَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ. If the person neglected his prayer, if the person used not to pray on a regular basis, if the person did not do the proper tahara, which is required, purity, ablution, which is required to offer the prayer, so the prayer was invalid, then everything accordingly would be hard on him. If he failed to fulfill the most important prayer, then what about the rest? He must have been very negligent. Also, there is a whole chapter which is known as Surah Al-Mu'minun. In this chapter, Allah begins by praising the believers. He says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful indeed will be the believers. Then he goes on and on to describe their traits. The very first trait of the successful believers is أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who have khushu' in their prayer. Those who experience tranquility and serenity while praying. So, as-salah is not some sort of rituals, physical activities only, or jumping jacks. No, as-salah has to be offered with tranquility, has to be offered with full concentration. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ لِلْمَرْءِ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ إِلَّا مَا عَقَلَ مِنْهَا. Wow! The person would only earn from his prayer whatever he was attentive of. But the part which he was negligent, daydreaming, thinking about other things, would not count. So one has to offer the prayer on time, have a proper tahara, and meanwhile, enjoy his prayer because he's talking to Allah and Allah is facing him and listening attentively to him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ السَّاجِدِ. You wanna know when will you be the closest to your Lord? Is whenever you are prostrating yourself in the prayer. So increase making dua in your prostration. May Allah accept. Brothers and sisters, and until another segment, I leave you in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.